Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here in the Day Zero podcast. I hope you guys are having an awesome week so far. Man, it's been a fucking good one. If you guys listen to my weekend review, that's what I'm going to go with. If you guys listen to the weekend review, it's been really fucking good week for me. It's been really powerful. Been super excited about the progress I've made and all that good stuff. So thank you guys for being here. I feel really good about where I'm at right now. I'm not going too tactical right now. I want you guys to understand that things aren't going to always be perfect. Things aren't always going to be easy. And you're going to have to go through some rough fucking shit sometimes, right? I feel like I'm on the uptick right now because I've been doing the work. I've been doing the things I need to do. Quite obviously, I just jumped right into this fucking podcast. So here we go. If you like it, share, like, all good shit. But yeah, I've been putting the work in, man. I put a lot of work in recently. I'm really proud of myself. I've been very consistent. Today was a weird one, right? Today was super fucking weird because I got everything done really early. I'm like, well, now what do I do? And like, I had some shit fuck my day up a little bit with timing. But even despite the distractions, I was able to get things done. So super excited about that. I want to get into what I want to talk about today. So, if you guys know me, I am not the most religious person. I can't tell. That's why I've been in the fucking church. Maybe college. You know, I don't know. It's been a while. Different reasons for that, you know. And again, I'm not by any means the most religious person, but been more and more intrigued by it lately. Different reasons again, but this isn't about God or Jesus or Christianity or Buddhism or any of that shit today. I want to talk about something I was super fucking cool. I was at the mastermind this past weekend, and one of the guys that was there, he said something really fucking interesting and it struck a chord with me. And I think it's really neat. So I kind of dove into a little bit more. It says, and I agree a little bit, but I disagree too, right? So, it says that in the beginning of Genesis, I got some quotes here, right? So I want to fuck it up. So it says, I'm assuming Psalm 33:9, because it's a weird website. I don't understand how shit works, right? So there's a bunch of different versions of it. Okay, got it. All right, so it says, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded it and it stood firm. So basically God spoke everything into existence. And whether you believe it or not, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about today. God spoke everything into existence or somebody said something and shit fucking happened, right? And I joke a lot about how, well, listen, man, I say things and they fucking happen. I say things and they happen, and it has been consistent. Things I've talked about. At one point, I was like, yeah, man, I really want to work for Combat Business Success. It's a business coaching group I work with. It was really fucking powerful for me. I actually got a tattoo. If you guys watch, you can see right there. I'm putting it up on YouTube. I'm going to start getting them up this week. This week? What's today? Tuesday. Yes, I'll start getting this up this week. I think I'm just going to dump them. Like, everyone I've got, I'm going to put them up there. But it's really powerful. I said I want to work with them, and it happened. I forget what else I said. I wanted to kind of fix a relationship with my mom that kind of fell apart when my dad was passing, and she called me like within 2 or 3 days. So I do believe that you can put shit into the universe. Right? If you say shit, shit's going to happen. I say it all the time. My wife wants me to talk about becoming best friends with a very nice chef. Yeah, in Asheville, but I don't like going to Asheville. But anyways, so I do believe that if you say things, they will come true to some extent, right? So I want to go further into this. The Bible's misquoted a fuckload. I found that out. So I want to talk about a few other quotes that I think are awesome, because here's my thing, right? When it comes to speaking shit into existence, God may have got away with it, right? Dude's like, yo, light, bam, light. Earth, bam, earth. I don't know what order he put it in, by the way. I do have a, I think this is Genesis on my arm. I forget where it is. It's when Lucifer got kicked out of heaven. I don't know what part of the book that was. Anyways, love, absolutely love Catholic symbolism. I think it's fucking some of the most beautiful art on earth. It really fascinates me. It draws me in for whatever reason. I'm having a weird obsession with like the devil and demon movies. I think they're fucking great. I really do. Constantine, one of my favorite movies of all time. Anyways, sorry guys. One more derail. What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams, one of the most horrible hell scenes I've ever seen. Like that's not that to me, like when he's walking through the fucking water and all those dudes are grabbing him, that absolutely sounds like what hell would be. Anyways, too far off. Sorry. But God spoke shit into existence. He said it, light happened. Light, he said, let there be light. Went with it, right? And then what my buddy said was this. This is really fucking interesting to me. I think at least to me was this. He goes, and then men were made in God's image, right? Again, no clue where that came from in the Bible. But he said, let's make dudes like God. Let's make dudes like God. Let's make chicks like God, whatever situation it is. And by that accord, and this is what he made a really good bridge with this. By that accord, by what, you know, these two verses, however they're spread out, I don't know. God spoke shit into existence. He made man like him. Man can speak shit into existence. Now, that's where I disagree. All right. I say things a lot. Maybe it's true. I don't know, man. I'm really up in the air about that. I do believe that shit happens. Like, I didn't do any work for my mom to reach out to me the next day. So I put that out into the universe and it kind of happened. So maybe that is a thing, you know? But when it comes to speaking shit into existence, that's where I disagree. You can work things into existence, right? So using combat business as one. I was like, man, I want to work for them one day in some capacity. I don't care. I'll volunteer. I hope Amy and Paul don't listen to this. Please keep paying me. I'm not going to do it for free anymore. But it's one of those situations where I did the work, right? I was on the calls. I did the work. I implemented things. I went outside of what they do and learned. You know, I work with other coaches. I work with, dude, my library is ridiculous. Okay. I spend time on sales and I spend time on all kinds of shit and they allowed me to work for them. So I put the work in. So I worked that shit into existence. So let's go back to the Bible again, because I got some cool quotes I want to talk about in this. Okay. And I've watched enough movies to understand how to say some of these words. So let me find it. I should put notes. I'm working on this podcast thing too. All right. So I lost it. Sorry, guys. I'm retarded. All right. Nope. Okay. So 2 Timothy verse 2, something 6. Getting close, right? It says, the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of crops. Right? So the first, what it says right there is that the dude who busts his ass reaps the benefits, right? You reap what you sow. I don't know if that's in the Bible or not. I don't know. Right? But the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of crops. And I agree with that, right? That's just going like, yeah, dude didn't speak his crops into existence, right? I'm sure he prayed and stuff like that. But I think it's super important, okay? You know, another one, Proverbs 12:11, those who work their land and have abundant food, and for those who chase fantasies have no sense. Doesn't make as much sense to me, but basically like the dudes who work, right? The dudes who work, the dudes who get shit done and chicks, whatever, right? They're going to have the best stuff. And this is my favorite one right here that I scrolled through, right? Is Proverbs 12:24. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. I'm like, that one's fucking tight. I like that. All right. So I do believe that there is some benefit. So we'll kind of recap with this, you know, a shorter podcast. God spoke, shit happened. It came out, right? Boom. All right. listen, I'm sorry if I'm upsetting you, misquoting the Bible. It is what it is. Like, don't listen. But my thing is, God spoke something into existence. It happened. He made man in the same image of God, right? So God should be, I mean, so man should be able to speak things into existence. It does happen. So I do honestly believe that there is merit to speaking to it. I read out loud, right? My goals or my, actually, I didn't read goals. I read out my championship legacy, all right? My championship day. What's a day look like? I talk about the things out loud. So there has to be speaking. And I do truly believe that by saying things out loud, it makes them real, right? My biggest fear, I talked about it. My biggest fear on earth is telling people that I was going to do something and failing, right? It terrified me. So I didn't say shit a lot of times. And a lot of times I would get things done, but a lot of times I wouldn't say it and I still wouldn't do it because I was still afraid that maybe somebody had the idea that I had that idea that I was going to be successful, you know? So it's really important for me to figure that out. I don't know, right? So just in case we can speak things into existence, I'm speaking that shit out, right? I talk about my purpose. I talk about things I will do, right? You know, in my championship legacy, I talk about I will own the building in my gym for my gym compound. I will be the CEO of my life. I will run the most sought after consulting business on earth. I will have a $1 million per year personal income. I will own the most perfect tract of land in Western North Carolina. I will have those things. I'm speaking that into existence. Now, the difference is I'm also working it into existence, right? I'm telling you, diligent hands will rule, right? But laziness ends in forced labor. You're not forcing me to do shit. I'll tell you right now. One of the things that I will be is ungovernable. What does that mean? I will be healthy, right? Why is that important? You cannot tell me, well, if you don't comply with this ruling, Johnny, we're going to take your medicine away and you're going to starve to death. Good fucking luck. I'm going to be healthy. All right. If something happens, it's fine. How else will I be ungovernable? I will absolutely be loaded. All right. Rich people don't deal with the same problems poor people deal with. They're different problems. Right. But buy your way out of it. Let's be honest. I want to be ungovernable. All right. I want to be around people. I don't want to be the politician. I want to be the dude who tells a politician what to do. Okay. These are things. So I do believe that there's merit to both sides of this. I do believe that there is, you can speak shit into existence. I wholeheartedly believe that. You put that out in the universe, out loud, out of your fucking mouth, like I'm putting this out right now, all right, you can make the universe change. But I also think that if you don't work, right, nothing to get done. So that's it, guys. Shorter podcast today. Hope you got some out of it. Again, if I offended you, it's my ignorance. I really don't know, right? I was raised by heathens. Yeah, let me know what you think. You know, I think it's a really interesting topic. I think religion is really interesting to me. Big fan of faith, not a big fan of religions. Not a really big fan of any kind of organization that tells me what I can and can't do. Imagine that. That's why I'm self-employed. So, all right, guys, appreciate you being here. Again, if you, as always, if you need anything, please hit me up. I am more than happy to help you with anything I can. You know, this is just some thoughts I had, and you know, I want to get your guys' thoughts back. So. If you want to reach out to me, Johnny Buck 2, Johnny Buck 2 on Instagram or dayzeropodcast@gmail.com. I love you guys. I want to see you succeed. Go speak shit into existence. And just as importantly, if not more importantly, go do the work. All right, guys, later.